from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. 94% of the staff at Timmins and District Hospital are vaccinated against COVID-19. Anyone who isn't has a deadline to comply. Staff, doctors, contractors, students, and volunteers have until the 29th of this month to be vaccinated. In a statement, the hospital says anyone not complying will be placed on an unpaid leave of absence. Since August, vaccinations have been a condition of employment for new hires at TADH. In the statement, President and CEO Kate Fife says the decision wasn't taken lightly, and the hospital has the responsibility to implement safety measures that protect patients and the people who treat them. Zero is in plain sight as the Porcupine Health Unit region works towards having no currently active cases of COVID-19. Again today, no new ones are diagnosed and one more resolved, making the current active number one. It's in Timmins. Since the pandemic arrived, the region has recorded 2,218 cases. If you saw the collision between an SUV and an electric scooter last night at Montgomery and Preston in Timmins, police want to hear from you. The early evening incident resulted in serious injuries to the 29-year-old man on the scooter. Both it and the SUV, which was driven by a 23-year-old woman, are being checked for mechanical fitness. Police say no charges have yet been laid. Legal, yes, but is George Peary's campaign to be the MPP for Timmins a conflict of interest with his position as mayor of Timmins? No, says City Clerk Steph Palmiter. He acknowledges, however, that an issue at a council meeting could turn out to be a conflict.
He would then follow the municipal conflict of interest legislation and he would have to declare his pecuniary interest and then not take part in the discussion or influence the vote.
Palmiter says if City Hall inadvertently receives any material intended for the Peary campaign, it would redirect it to the campaign team. And finally this afternoon, as part of the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten collaboration, the three Early On Child and Family Centers in Timmins are teaming up with the public library for a book walk tomorrow. Local author Susan Reimer will be reading her latest, Letters in the Woods, along Tamarack Trail at Hersey Lake, at 10 and again at 11 o'clock. Early On program manager Gabriela Demarais-Brunet says it's for kids up to 6 years old.
Strollers are fine to bring through the Tamarack Trail or if families have carriers as well. It's quite a simple enough trail. That's why we chose this one for children.
To register for the free activity, go to the Facebook page of any of the three Early On centers at the YMCA, NeoFax, or Timmins Native Friendship Center. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.